NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Sup, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is not a monster, not a boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Wes. And today we're talking about the death of Brandon Lee.
Bam, bam, bam.
But yeah, also just to touch on that a bit, we'll probably go into Bruce Lee's life just a tad bit because some people think it's related. Also, glad to be back. We've taken a hiatus and it feels a little weird, like I'm running for the first time again.
Yes, it is very weird.
There's been a lot of shit going on.
Summer. Anyway, sources, NY Times mostly, History Channel, and then this really, a podcast that I'll mention in our website, but not here. Anyway. So, Bruce Lee was an amazing martial artist. He's probably the most well-known martial artist in the world to date.
Probably,
because he had so many films and, you know, he's just famous. If you don't know Bruce Lee, I'm not sure how you get away with that because he's everywhere.
I don't think you do. I think
everyone knows Bruce Lee, right? I have met a child who did not know who Bruce Lee was.
All right. Well, a child.
They were a teenager.
Oh, never mind.
So, yeah.
No.
I guess legends, you know, they get forgotten at some point, but not this one. He's still pretty alive and well in a lot of people's minds, but his death was also semi, like, ambiguous. Do you guys know anything about Bruce Lee's death?
No, I know more about Brandon Lee than Bruce Lee.
I mean, all the goth people know about Brandon Lee. And Bruce Lee started his career as a child actor. He had about 20 films in China. He was born in San Francisco. Huh. His dad was an opera singer who was touring the U.S. I know, I thought forever I had thought he was Chinese, yeah. But no. But he grew up in Hong Kong for the most part, for sure. He also studied and trained in the Wing Chun style of Kung Fu, also known as Kung Fu.
Badass.
So badass. He introduced that to the U.S., like, probably one of the forerunners, like, the most popular ever.
Yeah.
Except for Ip Man, too. But Ip Man was actually his trainer. I did not know that.
That's cool.
Which is really cool, because I love those movies, too.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my partner told me this theory of, like, when he was 12, he had already surpassed most of the other martial artists and then went on to adult martial artists and won that. Is this guy or is it a different guy that I'm mixing up with?
Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure. He was so young in those, like, movies. He was pre-18 and was kicking ass.
Yeah.
There were times that they had to tell him to slow down because the camera wasn't catching his moves. That's how fast he was. Yeah. Awesome. But possibly.
Huh.
But Ip Man is also very popular
martial
artist in China. In 1959, Lee returned to America, where he eventually attended the University of Washington and opened a martial arts school in Seattle.
That's cool.
I know. In 1964, he married Linda Emery, who then gave birth to their first child, Brandon Lee. Bruce died when he was 32 years old. Very, very young.
No, that's weird to me, because I always thought that, like, his career and his life had been much longer.
Me too. I had always been under that impression, but no. And it's kind of strange what happened. So, though the official cause of his death was a brain edema, I think is how you say it, that essentially is when you have a bunch of fluid gathering in your brain that eventually, like, almost like an aneurysm, but it can be caused by a lot of different things, like brain injury, epilepsy, which was also one of the mysteries. People have been rumored that he suffered from epilepsy, but I couldn't find any sources that said that was true. But also by drug use. So the coroner of his death even referred to it as a death by misadventure. So pretty much just a really random accident. Apparently he had gone with his producer of the next film he was filming to one of his friend's house. Her name was Betty Ting Pei. She was also an actress. But apparently his head hurt, and they were like, yeah, here, take this pill. And the pill, basically, he fell asleep and never woke up again. So it's very strange. It's like, out of all the things that could kill this man, this was it. And so there were no signs of foul play. Nothing really happened after that. But some people think that it was actually on purpose. Apparently, Bruce Lee had always been superstitious. I did not know this. But he was haunted by, I guess, a family curse is what he believed. Like, he would have dreams, premonitions, that he would die at exactly half the age of his father, which is exactly what happened.
Weird.
In China, the curses are really only masculine, or they affect sometimes mostly men in the family. Uh-huh. And he also thought his son would die young, too. So that was, like, one of the leading sort of theories that happened. Again, I don't know if this is just fans and people in his life trying to explain a very sudden death, or if there is some behind it, right? But also, there are rumors that he was also targeted by the Triads. Have y'all heard of the Triads? Mm-mm. They're like an organized group of criminals, like almost like a mob type deal. But they are connected to the filming industries in Hong Kong and Taiwan and China. And Bruce always refused to record and participate in their movies. He just didn't fly with what they had to deal with. So they basically would always threaten him that he was taking and exposing a lot of ancient kung fu secrets and bringing it to America. And they hated that, because not only was he profiting on it, he's becoming one of the most famous people in the world for ancient secrets that weren't his, essentially. So they also thought he could have been targeted by them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Same with Brandon Lee, too. They thought possibly because of the lack of support from Bruce that they would always target his family, too. With so much speculation around Bruce's death, the final cause was ruled to be a reaction to the medication he took for a headache. Now,
weird.
That being said.
Yeah, what is that medication then?
Oh, I'll look it up really quick. It's got a weird name to it. It was like a mix of like really weird, like acetaminophen, and then, yeah, it was the aspirin. Yeah, it was like mixed, and they thought that the aspirin had a poor effect on him. You know, there is, that could be possible.
That shit's scary.
He had very little tolerance to that kind of stuff. So it could have been a high dose. Yeah, so many things. He never took pain pills. Yeah.
Right. Weird. So interesting.
But it was actually, like, recommended to him by this producer. Mm-hmm. So that's why they think that it was, like, speculation. Because it's like, he would never have done that. And I think he probably just made a poor choice that day.
Yeah.
There are also speculations that he was cheating on his wife with Betty. And that's why he was, like, maybe possibly even inebriated.
Huh.
So, off day for Bruce, basically.
Yeah. Weird.
That's a really shitty, yeah, really shitty off day.
So, The Crow, the filming of The Crow. This, like, reminds me a lot of the kind of, like, curse around the Poltergeist movies, too.
Yeah. That shit is so fascinating.
There's, like, a long list of strange occurrences around this filming of this show, or this movie. Brandon Lee was 28 years old when he started filming The Crow. He had only one prior role to this, and he turned down, like, hundreds of offerings to follow in his dad's footsteps for martial arts roles. He's like, no, I'm not a martial artist. This is going to be my way of proving to the world that I'm actually just a great actor, and this is kind of, like, my field, right? He did amazing for what he got to do, unfortunately. He was not the author's first choice. The author was like, of the graphic novels, was like, yeah, I want Johnny Depp.
Yeah, fair enough.
We all want Johnny Depp.
We all want Johnny Depp. Okay.
Well, they weren't sure if this was like, because there was a large underground following of these graphic novels, but like, not really too much wind.
It's not too big.
They weren't expecting it to be a blockbuster by any means, but I think, unfortunately, the death also increased the promotion of this movie.
It's like a cult classic now.
It's a cult classic. The first day of shooting, someone touched the wrong wires and was electrocuted on set.
Jesus.
There's also a really angry employee who ran his car through the plaster studio.
Jesus. Holy shit.
There was, like, a mechanic who accidentally stabbed his hand. Someone got, like, into a car accident. Small hurricane fucking destroyed parts of the sets. Like, it was just really hard to record this. Not to mention, there was, like, a shit ton of cocaine on set, apparently. I had no idea. But it's, like, rumored that pretty much the whole crew and actors were just doing lines all the time.
Great.
In the bathroom.
Wow. seems safe.
Not a safe setup for what we're right? So basically they had fucked around too long and wanted to record within the next 8 days. So they were pretty much overworking the cast and crew day and night. On the night of Brandon's death, at around midnight, they were recording a very important scene. It's the scene where the character, I forget the character's name, Eric Draven, he dies in this movie, and that's actually when Brandon got shot with a bullet, unfortunately. And this is where things get a little fuzzy. There was an actor, Michael Massey, who shot Brandon with no knowledge that there would be any bullets in there. It was actually a really big accident. So apparently they even sent their gun specialist home this day, too. Don't know why. They were so low on time and funding that they decided to mix the dummy bullets with real bullets to, like, make their own on set. Yeah, and the rule is to remove the gunpowder and then, like, have an explosion still. But about 10 to 15 feet away, he was shot. Unfortunately, there was a piece of real bullet in there. Yeah. Nobody knows how it got there. Yeah, they're supposed to be dummy blanks, yeah.
What the hell?
Yep, he died about 12 hours later in the hospital from internal blood loss and heart failure. Jesus. All the footage was destroyed. There's probably a couple of reasons for that, but they really shouldn't have. That would have helped a little bit more in the investigation. At this point, there were so many people on set, like several hundreds possibly, that the investigation is like a dud. There's no trace of who, so many people handled the gun. Nobody saw anyone put anything in there, but I guess it was just an accident. It's really unsafe.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, there was so much around it that was really strange.
I was also under the impression that, like, guns on sets were prop guns and not actual guns. Is that not true most of the time? I don't know shit about
If you need an explosion, you need an actual shot, then usually it is a real gun with blank dummy bullets and no gunpowder. Well, there were a lot of weird things prior to this, too, by the way. They were, like, saying that the stunt double may have not looked like Brandon too much in certain scenes. So they made this, like, replica of his face on a mask. That's really, 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 really kind of lifelike. And they were supposed to use it to record the rest of the movie, and then they just decided not to because it was too reminiscent of Michael, or of
fucking Brandon. I don't like that.
Yeah, so 75 people saw Mr. Lethal, and that was a lot of people to interview. And, yeah, they never found a conclusive whether this was on purpose or just a really bad accident. Overall, I guess it's just deemed as a really bad accident. Because it's like, I don't know why there was allowed to be real bullets in the gun. They said that they were making their own and still removing the gunpowder, or there's like a certain substance in the bullet itself that they removed too. Mm-hmm. They just didn't do enough. Yeah, I guess it was just a really bad accident. All the footage was destroyed. Michael Massey, unfortunately, quit acting after this. I think he was in, like, one other movie, but, yeah, it was, like, too traumatizing for him.
Yeah, I would, too.
And, surprisingly, the coroner who signed off on the autopsy wasn't actually present that day, which makes no sense, right? Yeah, the cause of death.
Like, I mean, forged his signature? Or, like,
no, he signed off on it. I think that he just had temps working on his behalf and wasn't even in the office. Yeah, but it's like, that's, you shouldn't do that for someone Was it a curse? Was it plotted?
It's very scary.
The world may never know.
Believing your family has a curse and then you just die like this.
Well, right?
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Just like your dad being right about dying at exactly half the age.
Scary.
And yeah. In this case, I just think it was a really foul accident, but probably a really damaging one. Someone should be punished for it, even if it was an accident, you know?
Wow.
So that's about it.
That's all we know.
Jesus.
Spoopy. I don't know.
The curse thing, that's getting me.
That's
it's a little getting
bit.
Me too, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, the Bruce Lee's daughter is perfectly fine and alive. Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
It is oddly specific.
It's so weird.
I know.
Isn't there somebody else who has a fucking curse besides... Is it just the Kennedys that also apparently have a curse?
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
Yeah.
But there's somebody else that I can't remember.
And like, I get the triads too, but it's like, really? Were they going to be that big? I mean, now there's so many martial arts movies just based off of Bruce that there's a possibility that they could be losing a lot of fame, you know, off of just this exchange. I don't even think since then there's been a person as big, but yeah. Brandon
really
Lee was going somewhere, too.
Like,
you could tell.
This is closer to our frame of reference.
I know. I'm like, Marilyn Monroe is a good one, too. Just
oh, yeah.
It's like, there's so much
mm-hmm.
to pick apart there.
And you would think, yeah, why would anyone want to hurt Brandon? I don't know. That was a big question.
It's weird. No ideas. No answers.
Not really. Still technically an open case.
You want to see some photos? Of Mr. Bruce Lee and Mr. Brandon Lee. We'll put those up on our Instagram at Not a Boogeyman.
If you want to be able to read this episode or just see pictures that go along with the story, visit us over on namnab.com. We have the blog posts there where we just make everything a little more accessible.
Also, follow us on Instagram. No, sorry.
Patreon.
Patreon. We would love to have you as one of our members on Patreon. Please join for some special merch and content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come back next week where Naomi will be giving you
an oldie for us, but a new one for you.
Serial killer. Come back.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.